energy today, not good. Performance, not good. Nobody was good.
Anything specific that was bad?
Everything. They didn't play hard. They came out, felt sorry for themselves, and wallered around in their slop and looked like crap.
Is that typical at this point in camp?
You usually it just depends. If you're a good team, it's not. I mean, you know, they're not a good team. They can be a good football team, but they're not right now. And, you know, to be a good football team, you got to learn how to overcome it when you get tired and you feel sorry for yourself. And somebody's got to pick it up, get it going, and nobody did. So, you know, sloppy day.
Well, you're about a week in. What has been good and what has been bad?
Well, the good thing is there's talent. That's the best part about being here is that there's good talent. There's good football players out here. And now they've got to prove that they can, you know, play in games. And they don't, you know, they got to learn how to win. You know, they don't know how to win. They got to learn how to win. And getting through days like today is part of learning that process.
What do you want to see tomorrow as far as the energy level?
I want to see every day. To me, you go to work. You know, this is it's like a job. You come to work, you do your job. Every day is the same. You do the best you can. You do your fundamentals right. You hustle right. You do the best you physically possible can do. And when they learn to do that, they'll be good. Until then, they won't be good.
At one moment up on the upper field, if you will, you pulled the whole team together and you said, maybe some of this is the coach's fault. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's always my fault. I mean, anytime they suck, it's my fault. I mean, that's the way this business is, and that's the way it should be. It's my job to make them play good, play well every week and every practice. And when they don't, it's me. So, you know, that's try to do what you can to make where it's not you.
Is this the first day you've been, you know, genuinely upset with effort? You know,
no, I'm upset every day.
Every day you're upset?
I'm pissed off every day. Every day we're out here, I'm upset, you know, until we win and they learn how to win, then I'll be upset. And, you know, I'm happy, you know, don't get me wrong, the players have done some good stuff. They've done some nice things, but they're, you know, they got to learn how to work better.
Are you better when you're upset?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, I don't like being, I have to be this way sometimes, and so I am, and I'll be this way until we get it done to where I don't have to be. Eventually what you want is for the players to do it. And then you don't have to. There'll be times where you come out, hopefully during the season, where you'll never see my temper, or, you know, I'll be softly spoken. But until that time, then I can't be. You know, that's what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, there's a way to fix broken stuff, and this is broke. It's not been good. You know, this has been a bad offensive place for a long time. You don't fix it by coming in and letting guys do what they've been doing. You've got to break it. So that's what I'm trying to do is break it, teach them what it takes to be good, to be successful enough to win close games. Because that's what you have to do, especially the first year that you're at a place, is that you got to win close games. That may be ugly, but I don't care. We got to find a way to win.
What's the consequence for a guy who comes out and doesn't do what you expect him to do or doesn't show the effort you want?
I mean, the consequences are is that you just try to daily teach and encourage. And there's lots of ways to motivate guys, and everybody's different. So you try to find what that motivation is for those guys. And the biggest thing at this level is playing time. And, you know, for them to eventually to understand the belief that if you don't practice right and you don't practice hard, you don't do the little things right, you will not play. And some of them don't believe that, and they don't believe it until all of a sudden they find themselves watching it from the bleachers, and then they believe it. So, you know, there's really in the practice time right now, some of them probably in their minds think they can show up you know, somewhere along the year and you know, just week before the game, go out and practice hard and be on the field, and that's not going
to
happen.
Talk to us a little bit about what you've seen out of the quarterbacks, what you've liked.
Well, they're all five good enough to win. That's the good thing. I mean, the most improved by far is Taylor. With no work, you know, very limited reps at all, he has taken everything that he's been told, and he's done it, and he's worked, and he's gotten better. And so he has made the biggest jump of any of the quarterbacks to improve since we started this camp. They've all done a decent job at times. None of them have done good enough for us to win yet, but we can win with all five of them. But, you know, we're not playing. Thank God we're not playing tomorrow. But whichever. In fairness to them, you're rotating all the time, and it's hard for any of them to get good. So, you know, sometime next week we'll have to cut it down to probably two. And then after that, you know, we'll name the starter probably a week later or something like that. It may go 3 weeks. You never know.
With, like, rep-wise, at least in the team period, Ross and Steven get the majority of it. I mean,
we switched it tonight. I mean, tonight we went I had the other guys got more reps than Skelly, and then we switched it over here in team. And then last night it was kind of the opposite when we did it. So it just goes back and forth. Every day I name a different starter. You know, so just what day is it? That's all it is.
All right, Coach.
All right.